Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
I guess one of the interesting questions is, what are the early 2016 polls looking like, both in terms of the presidency and the Congress?
Yeah, I mean, it's always kind of fun when we were sitting here in the summer of 2013 to be talking about 2016 presidential politics. But there have been polls, some really interesting ones. And I don't think there are a lot of surprises in these polls. But what they do show is that Hillary Clinton on the Democratic side is way up. I mean, that she is polling above 50% support within the party, with no one else other than Joe Biden in double digits.
Well, what about Biden? I've seen polls which say Biden is competitive with Clinton.
The latest round of polls seem to suggest that there's a pretty big gap between the two. But yeah, I think you're right to point out that he's the major challenger. And I think actually, if in fact Hillary Clinton decides to run, then what you're going to see is her against Biden and basically nobody else in the field. And Democrats, if you look at the approval rating of Biden among Democrats, it's very, very high, right? He's well regarded in the party, but I always get the sense that he's well regarded as a vice president, as, you know, a member of the Senate, as somebody that can carry the ideological message forward, but not necessarily, the person that you give the standard to, right? The person who's going to lead the party, the person that's going to try to become the next president of the United States.
Well, you're a constitutional scholar, and one that they always throw at me in the streets is, well, then can Biden run for vice president again?
Right. Under the Constitution.
25th Amendment.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I mean, it's an interesting question. And one of the great things about being a constitutional scholar, and of course, we know this just from conventional politics, is that the Constitution is quite ambiguous, and it doesn't actually lay things out with the specificity that we might always expect. And so you could see that. I mean, would I expect to see that? No, absolutely not. Is it something that could happen? You know, it's interesting to speculate on.
Well, there are a lot of people who think that Biden and Hillary Clinton will work it out before entering into a primary. So that
can I just jump in on? I hope not. I mean, I hope that Clinton is not unchallenged. I think that would be a big mistake by the Democrats.
And because
the primary makes candidates better. And I know that Hillary Clinton has been through this before. I know that she's a polished individual. But campaigning is always a bit different. And campaigning in 2016 is going to be different than campaigning in
2008. Yeah.
And so I think what we would see there is a Clinton that's not as sharp if she's not challenged on her positions in the primary season. And what I think you're going to see on the other side, right, the Republicans, is it's going to be quite a field. I mean, at least it potentially could be quite a field.
Have they got anybody?
Yeah, I mean, you know, at least, you know, the polls you see.
No, have they got anybody who's going to win, according to the polls?
Well, yes. I think the answer to that is yes. Right now, on the head-to-heads, Clinton beats everybody, right? But it's early,
yeah,
and
sure.
it certainly shows that other people are viable. Viable people include Rubio, Ryan, Christie, and even Jeb Bush.
But I saw a poll that said Christie was the guy.
That's the name that you see floated in the head-to-heads. It's interesting. Among Republicans, you see a much more mixed message, right?
Yeah,
And this is going to be his problem. And I think he's got a much better chance of winning the general than the primary.
Sure.
Although he could win the primary, it's not inconceivable.
If they want to win,
right? I think that you're going to see a candidate that is quite sophisticated, has worked through some of the complexities in their policies and in their message coming out of the Republican race, and I think you want to see that coming out of the Democratic wing as well. And so I think it'd be very useful if somebody runs against Hillary Clinton in the primary, so that she's a better candidate, assuming that she were to win.
Yeah, she didn't win last time.
No, I know,
she
right?
She wasn't a better candidate.
No, that's so, and that's right. But it's important to be able to see those mistakes in the primary, so that you're better in the general.
Let's talk about Edward Snowden for a moment. He goes to the airport. He stays there. Obama calls Putin. Putin doesn't listen. He lets him stay for another year. Obama now has a problem whether to go ahead with his meetings with Putin. He goes on to Jay Leno's show and says, well, he's not gonna let this interfere with the relationship. And he's doing this. Who's lost here?
That's a good question. I actually think that there's something interesting about the way that Obama has, you know, kind of decided to handle this and to not make a real big deal out of this.
Was it a correct move?
I'm not sure if it's correct. I'm going to say yes.
I'd say yes, too.
Right. I could be wrong there, and someone might even be able to convince me otherwise. But if you just look at polls, for example, I mean, the viewpoint of Americans on Snowden's an interesting one, right? They largely see him as a whistleblower, not as a traitor. Right.
Sure.
And, you know, I think that people are somewhat uncomfortable with, you know, having a kind of scorched earth policy on Snowden, on disrupting relations with Russia. I don't think Americans are happy with Russia about this. I mean, it is, in fact, a source of embarrassment for the United States. But at the same time, you know, the way in which Obama has chosen to go at this, I think, shows a certain kind of savvy and to try to not make it bigger than what it actually is. Because one of the other things that we see is that Americans are not necessarily against the policy that was exposed by Snowden. I don't know that they're really for it, but it's very much splits, about 50-50 on the kinds of security procedures that we see in the policy. And so, you know, in some ways, trying not to make this into a bigger issue than what it is may, in fact, be the best move that Obama could make.
Now, Texas's Wendy Davis, the Democrat, became enormously popular with her party as she filibustered when it came to the question of abortion in Texas. And now she says she may want to run for governor in that pretty Republican state.
Yeah.
Could she win?
I suppose it's always possible. I'm a little skeptical, simply because when you look at the demographics in Texas, they are shifting, right? And this is important, right? And many people are projecting Texas to be in play for Democrats in terms of presidential politics as early as 2016, but certainly by 2020, right? That it could in fact be a swing state by 2020 because of the changes, particularly the growth in the Hispanic American population within the state. And the growth in kind of urban centers, particularly places like San Antonio and Austin and Dallas and the like. So, you know, things are shifting, but I don't think they've shifted. I mean, if you think about, you know, the last Democratic governor, it was Ann Richards, and she left office.
Also a woman.
Yeah, also a woman in 1995. And, you know, that's quite some time ago. And, you know, that Rick Perry didn't face any kind of significant challenges, really, during his race for the governorship or subsequent reelection. So it's still pretty a pretty red state. And so I think, you know, this is one of those times when you may run and you're going to put your best foot forward, but you're also doing it to kind of in some ways raise your profile. I mean, Wendy Davis now has a notable national profile.
She is indeed.
And you can lose, right? You can lose for the governorship and then make yourself viable for other offices.
Well, Richard Milhouse Nixon certainly did that.
No, absolutely.
Hey, we're out of time. I want to thank our Bradley Hayes assistant, soon to be associate professor at Union College, for his insights and knowledge and helping us all understand all of this. Thank you so much, Bradley.
No, thank you.